3270 today.
Did House Speaker Pelosi really say that town hall protesters are un-American? Give us your tired, hungry, poor, and illegal, at least the ones that can slip through. Until 2010, immigration, the fix is on hold, according to President Obama. They say patience is a virtue, but give me a break. I would be going ballistic. How about those 47 people that were locked down in a jet for 9 hours in Minnesota? Can you imagine? Without the use of bathroom facilities? Absolutely. I'm a polite person, but I think I'd be enraged. Not even a peanut among them to split in the 9 hour period. And what if there were children on board that flight? I don't really know. I don't think there was, but that would be even more disastrous. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Of course, just some of the things that we're going to talk about on this show. Started off with Nancy Pelosi. I told you in our last show that Nancy Pelosi was planning to co-author an op-ed piece in the USA Today. Now, the USA Today is like, I call it the pop feeder paper because it's pretty, it has lots of colors, and everybody reads it when they travel. And if you just want to get little snippets of news, it's just perfect, right? So in this era of a newspaper really shrinking or flat out going away, it still exists. And there are a lot of op-ed pieces that are read because there's so many flyers. And you can pick up the USA Today in your neighborhood still. It hasn't disappeared. So the White House immediately disputed the Pelosi contention that, yeah, you're un-American if you're part of this town hall protesting. They disagreed this afternoon with the Speaker of the House and Steny Hoyer, who, of course, is the House Majority Leader, that these disruptions at the town hall meetings are not un-American. In fact, Bill Burton, one of the White House flacks, or the official title, Deputy Press Secretary, was trotted out and told reporters on Air Force One, because, of course, they were asked about the comments that Pelosi and Hoyer made. This is a quote. I think there's actually a pretty long tradition of people shouting at politicians in America. And went a little bit further to say the president thinks that if people want to come and have what he calls a spirited debate about health care, a real vigorous conversation about it, that's part of the American tradition. He encourages that because people do have questions and concerns. Thank you very much. We've been saying that all along. Stop blaming talk show hosts. Stop blaming the so-called plants. I really don't believe it has anything to do with that. And we live in America. We have freedom of speech, baby. It's the best thing. It rocks. That's why we love living here, right? In the cradle of liberty. Doesn't matter if you're east, west, in between. We all have the same rights. So earlier today on MSNBC, and I thought this was pretty good, I was watching it on Morning Joe, former Congressman Henry Ford had this to say about, look, this is what's happened with health care and what the Democrats need to do and really what's the missing part of this equation.
Health care, as much as I respect and appreciate John's insights on this, I have to disagree. I think the Congress, having served there, you served there, they play a bigger role. The president had a big problem. The real shortcoming in his press conference the other night on health care was that he had a specific problem in laying out specifically what he was for. He couldn't in a sustained way say what he expected from Congress and how to pay for it. There are questions, as you well know, about how the Congress wants to pay for it, how the Senate chooses to pay for it, what the cost containment provisions are, where John Harwood is exactly correct, is that the president wants a public health option. But even that has found its way into an area that I'm not clear what the president exactly, how he exactly defines one. What's going to happen? I happen to agree with you, Joe, on the town hall meetings. People have the right to come out, even if those efforts are organized by K Street or organized by corporate types. So what? When you go to a town hall meeting, you put yourself before the public, and people have every right to ask whatever question, as irritating as it may be. I think what my party has to do is to probably step back a moment here, get back to the drawing board, and define clearly what how you plan to contain costs, how you plan to address those who don't have health insurance, and how you expect to address those who have illnesses and are kicked off their insurance when they go see their doctor. Those questions haven't been answered.
Exactly. This is what we've been saying all along. Clearly define this, because it is not clearly defined. I've gone over this many times. As I specifically said in our last show over the week, and I was looking at the bill again, and if you look at the House bill, there's nothing about cutting costs, and supposedly that's what we're being sold. Hey, this is going to cut costs. So if you have great insurance, you love it. Bottom line is, it's not always going to stay the same, and it's going to continue to rise, and you're going to grumble, and it's going to be a pain, and it's going to hurt the United States. So we all have to get on board with this. But there's nothing about cutting costs that I could see clearly in the House bill whatsoever. So they do have to go back to the drawing board, and they being everybody who represents us, Republican or Democrat, if they want some kind of health care reform. With a little bit of a different twist on the same show, Pat Buchanan talked about how far Obama has swung to the left as it kind of relates to health care.
I tell you, the perception here in town and among an awful lot of people is that Barack Obama was elected to run sort of a centrist government. He said, bring us together government, and that he is governed from the left. He has one foot in the left. That is certainly the perception of the American people, Joe. Yeah. You know, this Sergeant Crowley thing was a killer. The Quinnipiac poll showed that by 54 to 27, white Americans who gave Obama more votes than they gave Kerry, that they thought he handled it stupidly. I think he's perceived as a man of the left now, and he was not 6 months ago.
All right, there's no doubt many people that call this show certainly echo that same sentiment, that what has happened, people that voted for Obama, people that didn't vote for him, people that said, just as Buchanan said, he's trying to be a little bit more moderate, a little bit more in the middle, a little bit more of a centrist, and obviously in looking at the first 200-plus days, it's really been anything but that. So coming up later in the show, we'll talk more about health care, including this little nugget that broke. I'm not necessarily surprised, but AARP in big trouble with a lot of seniors over what their stance is on this health care reform, because what's happening is a lot of seniors are burning up the phone lines, wanting to know why are they taking this stance with health care reform. They're so enraged that they're tearing up membership cards, firing off nasty letters and emails, and all to the CEO of the AARP. And really, this is what we're talking about. A lot of older people are confused, upset, don't understand what's going to happen. And so the debate just got a little bit hotter. I mean, it's gotten a lot hotter. And AARP right in the thick of it. In fact, they just had a special forum in Dallas, and a lot of the people had to walk out, a lot of the officials that were there, to talk about other things, left because there were so many interruptions in the middle of the meeting, and they were all questions that were generated about what's going to happen, how does this affect my health care, that kind of thing. So what's happening is, not just at special meetings by the AARP, but other organizations, whenever there's a meeting, people are showing up to protest health care reform, even if the meeting has nothing to do with it. Coming up a little bit later, a recent poll by Fox News shows that seniors, many of whom are on Medicare, don't want an overhaul. What are those numbers? I'll tell you about it coming up in a few here at tonight. But next, we're going to talk about property taxes. Hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
People stuck on that plane. Did you hear the story? If you haven't, that's coming up on ATN Round the Bend. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you as per usual. What about those property taxes? I have a couple of friends. In fact, one of them has come on the show with us many times when there's been disasters in California or the Michael Jackson stuff, Annie Zadarovich. And she lives in a place called Westlake Village, and she's always complaining to me about what's going on with the taxes in California. And it's really strange. And we have many friends listening to us in the West Coast, and all of us struggle with the whole property tax thing in general, depending on how long you've been in a house, what the circumstances are, and of course, lately, what's happened because of the recession. Are you getting slammed a little bit more? So joining us on the air is Valerie Faltus. And she's an expert, a tax expert, certainly, in this area. And especially when you're talking about something so convoluted, that I want to throw that lifeline out to our pals in Cali about Prop 13. Hey, Valerie, thanks for jumping on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, let's rewind this a little bit. We know what's going on with California and the current budget crisis and all that sort of stuff, but what's the deal? Explain what Prop 13 is, because there's some confusion over what it is.
There's a lot of confusion about Prop 13. Prop 13 is actually very simple. What it is, it was passed about 30 years ago, and it was a voter-initiated proposition. And it was passed essentially to cap property taxes because homeowners were being driven out of their homes because they were being reassessed every year. So what Prop 13 does is places a limit, and what it states is that there are only two triggers for reassessment in California. One is a change in ownership, and two is new construction. So normally when people purchase a property, it's a change in ownership, right? The property has changed hands, and consequently there's been a reassessment, and it's usually what they paid for the property as long as it was market value. So what happens is that value becomes their base value, and that's where everything is added to or taken away from. And essentially, that's what they pay property taxes on. So, for example, the average home in LA County was going for about $600,000 at the height of the market. And so with a tax base of $600,000, you're paying about 1.25% of that value. So that equates to about $7,000 a year. And so what happens is over time, that base will trend slightly every year, about 2%. But other than that, it pretty much stays the same. And so those same homes today are only worth about $350,000, maybe $400,000, depending on the area.
Right.
And so that loss in value of about $200,000 or maybe $250,000 equates to $2,500 or $3,000 a year in property taxes. So the biggest thing today is that a lot of homeowners are getting a temporary break called Prop 8, which is a decline in value. However, there is a way that Prop 13 actually offers a permanent reduction. It's just a matter of understanding how to reestablish a base value.
Ooh, so jump in there. How do you do that? How do you take advantage of it?
It's actually really, really simple. And that's exactly what I talk about in Property Tax Little Black Book. And there's also a free ebook on my website that completely explains Prop 13 and how it actually works, and then goes into what Prop 8 is and kind of the disadvantages of it, and then gets into this permanent break. It's really simple, actually. It's just kind of fully understanding the way Prop 13 works. So understanding how, when it caps property taxes, how it can actually help you in a declining market, because everything is based on market value. So the great, great news for homeowners is that with the low market, they can actually utilize Prop 13 to their advantage. So instead of, you know, being stuck with the fact that they bought a home at the height of the market, it's actually a great thing, because now that the market's gone down, they could take advantage of those lower values and use Prop 13 to help them save, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 every single year they own their home.
You know what, too, Valerie, it's interesting, and you know certainly that you've done this for a long time, for however long in your career. You were with the Los Angeles County Assessor's Office, so you know what you're talking about. You assessed like 6,000 properties or more, so you learned about all this kind of stuff, and you're trying to share it. How many people really know about this? You know, there's smart people out there, but I'm just assuming there are a lot of people who have no clue.
Yeah, there actually aren't a lot of people that know about this. Quite honestly, what compelled me to write the Little Black Book is I was working for the LA County Assessor, and what I realized when I was working there, I was helping homeowners get this, apply for this temporary break. And because of the way it's set up, it's really, it doesn't help the homeowner out for a lot of reasons. And I realized, you know what, I actually know a better way. And it wasn't really kosher for me to disclose while I worked for the assessor. And so that's why I left the assessor, to make the information public, because I knew I could help homeowners in a much more substantial way by explaining to them how things work in the assessor's office, you know, what the flip side of it. You know, it seems like a very scary place, and often it's approached that way, and yet it's so simple. And I explain all of that also in Property Tax Little Black Book. And
yeah,
so
yeah, you can,
basically, yeah, I talk about what
ahead.
Prop 13 is in, you know, in place, in action, how it actually plays out in terms of your property taxes and how the assessor's office function and processes things.
Yeah.
So
now you could go back. You could go back. If you, for example, have been giving too much money, couldn't you go back and make this retroactive? Could you get a refund?
Yes, actually you can. It depends on the property. It's going to vary a little bit. And, of course, you know, always be careful of anything you do with your home. And, yes, you can. Based on the law and based on the way certain things are set up, you absolutely can.
How many people do you think in other states, and they don't have Prop 13, but there are other things that are going on in other states, and I would bet that it would probably be smart for anybody, I don't care if they're listening to us or listening to us in Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Minnesota, wherever, it probably would be smart to go down to the assessor's office and figure out the whole value thing, wouldn't it? Because
and that's actually on YouTube right now. Mike Bocked Off, Everything Burns. And I myself am actually directing a music video next weekend for Chrissy Cochran. She's a local musician. Basically, we're just trying to, like, build our demo reel, our company demo reel. So
right.
We wanted to kind of, like, do things like music videos so people could know that we do them, but try to help out, like, local musicians that don't really have the opportunity to get those made for themselves right now. so we could like help them and help ourselves at the same time. So yes. Chrissy's song, Coming Home, she actually has a MySpace, and so that's what I'm going to be doing. And it's kind of interesting just because it's completely out of the horror genre, and it's more of a sentimental and glamorous event, but I'm really looking forward to it just because I enjoy her music, and she's just such an awesome lady just going, and like she plays four instruments on the song, and it's just
wow.
amazing.
Wow, yeah, and I also, play all those instruments, yeah.
Sorry?
And wait, I got to ask you about the zombie kittens with the laser beam eyes. Explain that.
So as we were working on Windows of the Soul, my boyfriend just kind of like jokingly said, like, what's going to be the next project? And he said something about, do you want to do something with laser beams or do you want to do something with, like, zombie kittens? And I was like, what if we combine the two? So we came up with Let Them Eat, which is basically, like, there's a catademic, as opposed to an epidemic, going around where household cats are getting infected by this virus, and it turns them into basically very aggressive cats. And then eventually, if something unfortunate happens to them, then they turn into zombies, and they shoot laser beams out of their eyes, and they go after brains. So we have one episode on our YouTube channel right now, Taste for Something Different. That's on the Charlie Mack Media channel on YouTube. And we just got an animator to do the second episode. So
all right, so people listening can go and check that out on YouTube.
Oh, for sure.
All right, we got to go. I want to see those laser beam eyes. That's I'm interested in that, going after the brains.
Yes.
Oh, you're such a delight. So now go to YouTube. People can check it out that way, and we're cheering you on. We hope Windows of the Soul certainly gets a lot of exposure at a lot of these film festivals and whatnot. And when you're rich and famous, will you come back on the show?
Oh, for sure.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. You take care.
You too, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Windows of the Soul, Sarah McDonough. I thought it'd be interesting, and you can tell her enthusiasm. I love people who have a passion for what they're doing, how you take an idea, and then, boom, you just execute it. Just in her case, you're talking about working for a big studio where the sky's the limit, whether it's animation or whether it's directing something or whatever, but just having a little bit of that chutzpah to pull it all together and make it work. For example, she told you the idea that she had the script, put it under a different name, and then bingo, they chose it. And speaking of movies, we have movie reviews coming up a little bit later on. The Time Traveler's Wife comes out this weekend. That's one of those chick flicks. I know a lot of you guys are going to be dragged to that one. I read the book. The book actually was pretty good. On the flip side, we're playing the hits.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. www.thetaxdebt.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Try to do. That luck has got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what pulls you down.
All right, coming up, we're going to take a look at some movies that are out that maybe you'll go and see this weekend, or maybe you'll think they're lame and you won't go and see them. Coming up on Sunday night's show, we have somebody from a reality show joining us, Diane York Goldman. She's the star of Addicted to Beauty. I thought it'd be kind of fun to take a look at the dark side, the whole reality show concept. And this is, they think, going to be one of their big hits. It just started, so what's it like to have cameras on you 24 hours a day? Might be annoying. Also on Sunday, we're going to talk about the chore that you hate the most. Is it taking out the trash? Is it doing your laundry? Is it vacuuming? Any guys out there vacuum? Is it, walking the dog? Would that be considered a chore? If walking the dog is a chore, I'm going to put that, as much as I love my dog, I'm going to put that sometimes on the list because he's a puppy. So that means he wants my attention constantly, and that means lots of walking the dog. Although I guess it's good for your waistline because it's exercise, baby. Let's head to the movies, shall we? There's a movie out called Band Slam, and you would only be interested in Band Slam, I think, if you were in high school, if you had a daughter or son who was a preteen or in high school, and you were interested in that whole Battle of the Bands concept. You can just imagine, yep, you've got one girl with a band and one boyfriend with a band, and egos clashing. So here's a little slither of this one.
CBGBs, the nerve center of everything that mattered in music in the past 40 years. What are you doing?
Come on.
Look at it.
Yeah?
Are you kidding me? Birthplace of punk! The Ramones. Without CBGBs, there'd be no Sex Pistols or The Clash. So U2 doesn't get inspired to form a band in Ireland. The list is endless. Well, then the rent got jacked like 2,000%. I knew it would be my favorite place. So what's yours?
Now, this is.
So here's the thing. If you remember Lisa Kudrow from Friends, she has a role in it. It's kind of one of those, you know, Disney musicals kind of thing. And like I say, if you're a teenager, then you like this. If you're not, you might not be as enthusiastic. The movie that's getting the most play anyway, and the stars of the movie that are getting the most air attention, Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams, is a movie called The Time Traveler's Wife. This was a hit best-selling book. In fact, I read the book. Somebody in, when I was back in Jersey, somebody in Jersey, I can't remember who, gave me the book, and I just kind of put it in a pile somewhere and then pulled it out and was riveted by the book. I don't know that I would like the movie, but this is a chick flick. So if you're married, if you're dating, if you are just being a nice guy and you have a friend that's a girl, this is probably the movie over the weekend for you if you haven't gone, if you've gone to see everything out that's out there, all the hit movies that are still playing in the theaters. And here is a little sneak preview of it.
Charisse is out.
Henry here?
No, he's at the library.
Don't marry him, Claire.
What?
Just don't marry Henry, okay?
He hasn't asked me yet.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I love him.
I saw him last night at the deck. Barrel of laughs. First he beats up a guy in the alley, and then we burglarize the Army Navy store. And then he tells me that he's a time traveler. You know, because he travels through time.
And did you believe him?
Not until he disappeared right in front of me, you know, like he just disappeared.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Okay, so you get the idea here. She's in love with this guy, and the problem is she never knows when they're going to be separated because he is a time traveler. It's a rare genetic anomaly that actually causes him to disappear, to travel through time, shift through time. So he goes back and forth through their entire lifespan. It is not normal. And it's that whole fantasy about time travel, which makes it intriguing. And it was such a well-written book that men and women liked the book. And the movie probably follows the same, you know, the same kind of thing. This is pretty true to form in the screenplay. The next movie, Jeremy Piven stars in, and I love this guy on a television show that I watch called Entourage. But he's in the movie called The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard. He's been pumping the movie pretty heavily. The studio's been doing the same thing. Don't know if it'll play well at the theaters or not. He's in it. Ving Rhames is in it. Katherine Hahn is in it. Tony Hale is in it. And it's produced by Will Ferrell. So take a little listen.
Sir, there's no smoking on airplanes.
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
If you like that, I'll have to report you to the FAA.
Stacy, did you know that in 1969, when smoking was allowed on all flights, we put a man on the moon?
I had no idea.
And it starts with ashtrays, and it ends with all of our precious freedoms being stripped away. But we don't have to take it. Like Rosa Parks and David Lee Roth when he left Van Halen, we can say enough injustice. We can smoke one for America!
Who are you?
I'm done ready. I got the goods.
All right. So you get the gist there. He's the Barnum and Bailey kind of guy, the salesman. And that's what the movie's about, him selling himself pretty much throughout the whole thing. I think that it'll be great video rental. Don't know if I'd want to see it on the big screen. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you haven't been to the movies in a while, there are better movies probably to see this weekend, things that you might have missed the first time around. And, you know, it could be another chick flick called Ugly Truth, could be My Sister's Keeper, a sleeper flick that I heard was good with Cameron Diaz, and Alec Baldwin's in it. Forget about his politics, but he's pretty decent in the small part that he has in it. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, if you're a Potter fan, then that's the follow-up, obviously, as well. Another one that's out there that some people really like, and I think I would kind of be interested in seeing it. It's called The Hurt Locker, and it's kind of one of those sleepy films, and what it is you got this counterintelligence force, and they're trying to handle homemade bombs or IEDs, and it has to do with Iraq, and it has to do with the situation, the fallout from that. Guy Pearce and Ralph Fiennes is in it, and Catherine Bigelow directed it. She's a pretty good director, and that looks to be pretty good, I think. And that's what it's about, basically, what's happened in Iraq and the whole volatility of war. And I've read some reviews and heard that was a pretty decent movie. So that might be the one that you go and see instead. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we have News You Could Abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. Halle Berry is celebrating a birthday. She's not the only famous person, of course. Steve Martin, remember from the whole King Tut thing, or maybe you just liked his comedy back in the day, or some of his movies. He's celebrating a pretty big birthday, too. And there's some other names I think that you'll recognize on our list. In the meantime, quickly, I'm going to run down some of the headlines for you. If you just tune in, you're saying, what in the world is she doing? Here on America Tonight, heading into the weekend, we always do a movie segment. And we take a break from constantly pounding home what we all care about, of course, healthcare reform and other huge issues that are facing this country and things that we're dealing with in our own backyard. So here's what we're dealing with in our own backyard, and it is healthcare. Isn't it funny? Before it was the economy. It still is the economy, but it's healthcare, because the economy is rolled into this whole healthcare debate. So now, here's the latest. Bill Clinton is front and center and is going out and addressing people about what's going on at the town hall meetings. And I'm not going to say he's been dispatched, but his administration, remember, his wife was trying to pass health care reform. So he's actually been out speaking a little bit, and he did a speech rallying progressives to try to make a major push to pass healthcare reform, and said, do you want to go through that again? There was a crowd of people. There were online activists and bloggers and all kinds of people. It was at the Netroots Nation Convention in Pittsburgh, which actually, I guess, drew a lot of people, not so much because of Clinton, but because of the whole Netroots Nation thing. And you can get what that means. Internet, get it, bloggers, and how big that's now become. And that was the whole idea. These are a room full of writers, bloggers, if you will. And he talked about a lot about the agenda and what it means to seniors and all that other sort of stuff. And apparently Clinton is maybe going to go out and do some more speeches. So we got sort of battle lines drawn, I think, on both sides. It is the biggest story, obviously, in the last 3 weeks. Still lightening the mood here. We got all that fun stuff on the flip side.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The Flying Nun, and that was a television show with Sally Field. Well, now you got a pair of nuns helping to stop a pair of robbery suspects, and the police were grateful to the nuns for their help. It's one of the things we're going to talk about in News You Can Abuse. Also, a Michigan church winning some big bucks in the lottery. But check out this story from Independence, Missouri. Around 7 a.m., here's what happened. Police in Independence say, and they're giving the credit to the nuns big time, for helping to stop a man with a gun suspected of burglarizing two homes. Because around 7 a.m., one of the women glanced out of the window of the Sisters of St. Francis of the Holy Eucharist Convent. That's a mouthful. And they actually spotted a suspicious man stalking through the soybean field. So she and another nun headed outside to see if the man was lost or hunting illegally. They saw the man was carrying a shotgun, boxing gloves, and other things. When they began to question him, he ran to the nearby woods. One of the nuns gave chase. What was she thinking? She was wearing her ankle-length habit and flip-flops. He got away, but the 49-year-old nun was able to describe him later to police, and they made an arrest. What a sight to see that would be with the nun with her long habit running in flip-flops. Man, sister, what were you thinking? Let's go to Michigan. Call it divine intervention, or maybe it was just luck, right? Here's what happened. A Michigan church is $70,000 richer because of the Michigan lottery. The Covenant Life Worship Center and the 25 members had one of the second prize tickets in the Lucky Sevens raffle back in May. So it's a cool $70,000 for them. Man, I wish that would happen to me. It's like the scratch-offs. I always hear these stories about people winning big bucks in the scratch-offs. And you see them, and there's so many. And, you know, I'm not a big lottery player, but every once in a while, just for fun, you get it. It's like stocking stuffers or whatever. And then you hear these stories about these people just, oh, I bought one card, and they scratch it off, and they win some serious dough. How about this one? An artist's fake drug dealing upset a lot of New York people. Brooklyn residents are more than riled up over a performance artist who's been delivering bags of fake crack. The Daily News broke the story that Nate Hill makes the deliveries dressed in a white tuxedo and a dolphin headpiece. He shows up between 10 o'clock at night and 2 a.m. like a real drug pusher. Man, he's lucky he doesn't get shot. Right? Then there's this story. The woman that was in a trouser case who was banned from travel, the Sudan has barred Lubina Hussein, a woman who faces 40 lashes. Ooh. For wearing trousers in violations of decency laws from traveling abroad. So, of course, the story is starting to get some play internationally. And she said she tried to leave for Lebanon after a TV channel asked her to appear in a program there. And when she tried to get an exit visa, she was on a blacklist, so she wasn't able to do it. There's no way to get out of Sudan. She was arrested at a party in July with 12 other women. She's charged with being indecently dressed because of the trousers. So a former reporter, Hussein, publicized her case, posing in loose trousers for photos and calling journalists to support her and all that other sort of stuff. And Hussein said an official at the airport said her name was put on the blacklist on Friday. And 10 of the other women arrested with her have pled guilty and have been whipped. Oof. She resigned from a job, what was her job, UN job, before the hearing to give up any legal immunity so she could continue with the case and prove her innocence and challenge the decency law. UN officials have said the United Nations told Sudan that Hussein was immune from legal proceedings as she was a UN employee at the same time of the alleged offense. Boy, I hope they get her out of it. 40 lashes, so that's the deal. You can't wear trousers if you're a woman there. That's more than news you can abuse. Time for this day in history. It's August 14th. I don't know what you have going on in your life, but if you have any kids school age, it's probably almost time for them to go back to school. Could be a sigh of relief for many. 139 days left in the year. If we go back to 1935, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law back in 35. In 1848, the Oregon Territory was created. In 1908, a race riot erupted in Springfield, Illinois. There was a white mob that began setting black-owned homes and businesses on fire. At least two blacks and five whites were killed in all that horrible violence. In 1947, Pakistan became independent of British rule, and now look where we are today. In 1958, Elvis Presley's mother, Gladys Love Smith Presley, died in Memphis. She was just 46 years old. In 69, British troops went to Northern Ireland to intervene in sectarian violence between, of course, you guessed it, flip a coin, Protestants and Roman Catholics. And now they're coexisting and trying to work out all those harsh feelings from the past. 2003, a huge blackout hit the northeastern United States and part of Canada. 50 million people lost power. If anybody's listening to me in the Northeast, then you remember it well. It was 5 years ago that a visibly weak Pope John Paul II joined thousands of other ailing pilgrims at a cliffside shrine in Lourdes, France, telling them he shared in their physical suffering and assured them that this is all part of it, of God's wondrous plan. That's exactly what he told the crowd that was there. I'm guessing when we get to birthdays, you're going to know 8 of the people on my list. This has become fun for me to try to guess who you all might know or not know. There's some athletes mixed in here. There's some musicians, some pretty famous people. So I think it's going to be a pretty high count for this one. Maestro, please, could we have the music?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
So, rocker David Crosby is 68 years old. Comedian actor Steve Martin, 64 years old. Former NFL player John Brody is 74 years old. singer Buddy Greco, if you remember, Buddy Greco is 83. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Susan St. James, 63. She was most recently seen in television series-wise in a show called Kate and Allie. She was part of, what was it called? McMillan. Oh, I can't think. It was one of those. It was one of those series she did with Rock Hudson. I cannot think of it, but that was probably one of her biggest hits. And she's married to Dick Ebersol, who is Mr. Sports at NBC. Author Daniel Steele is 62 years old. Far Side cartoonist Gary Larson is 59. I love Far Side. Olympic gold medal swimmer Debbie Meyer is 57 years old. Actress Marcia Gay Harden is 50 years old. Actress Susan Olsen is 48 years old. Halle Berry is 43 years old. Actress Catherine Bell, she's in Army Wives now, is 41 years old. Celebrating a birthday as well, actor Scott Michael Campbell is 38 years old. Country musician Cody McCarver from Confederate Railroad is 41. Rock musician Keith Howland from Chicago is 45. Former basketball, I love it when they do that. Former basketball player Magic Johnson is 50 years old. Singer Sarah Brightman is 49 years old. Actor Carl Lumley is 58 years old. Actor Antonio Fargas is 63 years old. Football player Greg Ellis is 34 years old. Also, football player Roy L. Williams is 29. Ring a bell with anyone? Of course you know those names. TV personality Spencer Pratt. Oh, those two. Spencer and Heidi, enough already. They just want to be famous. They crave publicity. 26 years old, Spencer Pratt at 26 already. I know. I mean, they're the worst on that list. They're terrible. Anything to get in the news. And somehow they always find a way to get their names out there. Going to leave you with this Japanese proverb. The old forget, the young don't know.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Bueller.